And I did wear my same wedding dress, which was a good idea in theory, but after all of the Chick-fil-A that I ate in 2020, it was a little snug. It's a little snug, but it still worked. I was so glad I got to wear it twice. Like, who gets to wear their wedding dress twice? It was just the best.
Christian artist Hannah Kerr. COVID completely shook up her wedding plans, and the newlyweds spent most of 2020 quarantined in a tiny apartment. But Hannah didn't let being stuck at home stop her from creating. She was busy with songwriting collaborations over Zoom and, of course, making time for drive-through Chick-fil-A dates with her new hubby. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, Hannah is just 24, but she's accomplished so much in the Christian music world.
Yeah, I'm just a couple years older than her.
Just a couple?
Well, yeah, okay. I've been 24 several times. But anyway, I looked her up just to make sure, you know, I knew that I thought two songs that she had. My goodness, she's got like 47 albums out there. Maybe not quite that much, but I mean, she, of course, her first one was I Stand Here back in 2015. She must have been like 10 at the time. That's on Mark Hall's record label. And she's got The Warrior. Of course, I remember that from the radio. Love that song. Get that little raspiness to her voice. And she's so sweet and innocent. Split the Sea, remember that song? And she's got a new one called Same God. And she's got a fantastic Christmas voice. I love Christmas music, as you well know, Allison.
Oh, yeah. That album is wonderful.
Yeah. She did a song called Here to Stay with Cochran and Company. I love that song. You want me to sing it?
No, I'm good.
Okay, fine. But yeah, she's pretty accomplished for 24.
The last time I saw Hannah, I was eating tater tots, not waffle fries, at a restaurant in Nashville. I think my son Sammy was making a huge mess, and then Hannah walks up. Hannah, welcome to the podcast. Do you remember running into each other at that tater tot place?
I do, yes. It was the Flip Side in Nashville. It was so sweet to see you guys there. My husband Jason and I, that's where we went on our first date. And so we went there a ton after that first date. It was like 5 years ago. And it was so fun to run into you guys there. And their tater tots are good, but they're no waffle fries. You're right.
Well, while most of us were binging on Netflix, you were busy with some pretty major life changes during quarantine, and we want to know about it all. So let's start with the wedding. So exciting.
Yes. Yep. My husband and I, we got married March 29th of 2020. So pretty much 2 weeks after the pandemic started, we had our wedding date, and we were so unsure if we should go ahead and just do it or if we should wait. And we're so thankful that we ended up going through with it and getting married on that original date. We literally just eloped with our parents and our families there. Like, there was no guests, no friends. It was just us and the officiant. And honestly, it was so beautiful and so fun. And I'm so thankful that we decided to get married, because otherwise we would have had to wait a whole year. Because we just had our reception with like our family and friends and everybody about 2 months ago. So that would have been a long time to wait to get married. And we're so, so thankful that we ended up going through with it.
Wow. I remember it was like maybe 2 years ago, you were doing a concert like literally a mile from my house.
Yes.
And I met Jason then. He was so loud and obnoxious.
I know. He's just so loud. No, he is just the most easygoing, easy person to have around. He has such a sweet personality. Like, he's just the perfect man. I'm so thankful to be married to him. And we get along so well. Like, we are truly just best friends. Even after 13 months in quarantine together in a 700 square foot apartment, we still like each other so much. So I am thankful and just looking forward to the next, I don't know, like 70 years or something.
and he travels with you as a guitarist? That's pretty good.
Yes. I found the Cody Carnes to my Carrie Job. That's what I always wanted. I'm like, I just want somebody who understands music, and we can do music together, lead worship together, and Jason's the perfect person for that. So I am so blessed. I'm so thankful.
Where did you first meet?
We first met in college. We both went to Belmont University here in Nashville, and we met in my first semester as a freshman. He was a junior, And the guy who produces my music, his name is Mark Miller, and he also produces movies. And Jason was in one of the movies that he produced. And so Mark was like, hey, you should meet this girl. I'm producing her music, and I think you guys should write together and just kind of see if you could be friends. And little did Mark know that he was just being a bit of a matchmaker. So we started dating like 5.5 years ago, and now we've been married for a year. So crazy.
Did Mark get to come to the – well, he didn't get to come to the first wedding. Did he get to come to the reception?
Yes, he did. And he was the first person that was sitting at the bottom of the stairs that we walked down into our reception. So we were like, this is all your fault.
Well, back to the elopement. I read that your friend did your hair and served as the wedding photographer. Now that is pretty talented.
It was a day of multitasking. Like truly everybody had like 17 jobs. but the girl who did my hair also was the photographer. And it's so funny. Like it's such a silly small thing, but God really just works out the little details to remind you that he loves you. I was feeling so stressed about having to do my own hair for the wedding because I'm just not the best at doing hair. It's just not a strength of mine. And so I was praying the night before. I was like, God, I know it's so silly, but like, please just help me to feel calm about doing my hair or just like have somebody help me with it. And she showed up, the photographer showed up 2 hours before she was supposed to be there. And she was like, hey, I just wanted to tell you that this morning I was praying and I just felt prompted to come help you with your hair today. I happen to be really good at it and I'm here to help. And she did my hair and it just took all the stress off of me. Like, it's just the little things that God just shows you that he loves you. I'm so thankful for those little things. And that's how that whole day was. Wow. Just like all of those little things that added up to the most perfect wedding day. So yes, it was the best ever.
I love that. And by the way, that was my dryer. If you heard that, yeah, in the
it's
background.
Done.
My laundry's
it's doing
done.
Doing a little song for you.
Do you need to fold anything now, Allison?
I'll wait.
I love that.
Sorry, all Hannah. Right.
No, that's great. I thought it might have been like the ice cream truck or something.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, she'd be gone. Hey, if it makes you feel better, I did my own hair at my wedding.
So. Wow, that does make me feel better, Jim. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, it took me like 2 minutes. But hey,
oh my goodness.
I have a very important question for you. Probably the most important question of today.
I'm ready.
And that is, once you were married and you went to Chick-fil-A for the first time, did it taste different?
No, it didn't taste different, but it probably tasted better because it was in the middle of quarantine, and so we weren't getting out much, but we did go to Chick-fil-A a good bit. So whenever we got to get out of the house and eat Chick-fil-A, we were like, this is good. This is really probably the pinnacle of our lives. I don't know that it gets better than this.
Good point.
It did taste better, though, didn't it? Because it was like the only thing we really had that was normal.
I know. And just everyone's so friendly. Like they just make you feel like you're their friend. And so we were like, see, we do have social interaction.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of mentioned this. You just had the reception. So, and that was almost exactly a year later. You had your wedding reception with all of your friends and family. So did you like wear the same dress as your wedding day? Was it similar to what you had originally planned before COVID?
Yes, it was pretty much exactly what we were going to have in 2020, just in 2021. And I did wear my same wedding dress, which was a good idea in theory. But after all of the Chick-fil-A that I ate in 2020, it was a little snug. It's a little snug, but it still worked. I was so glad I got to wear it twice. Like, who gets to wear their wedding dress twice? It was just the best.
Very no. sweet.
Allison said all of your friends were there, but I don't really remember it.
You guys didn't respond to my invite, so.
That's right. I couldn't go to the mailbox during quarantine.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So it's fine. I forgive you guys. No worries.
Wow. Well, hey, you got to spend your first year of marriage in 746 square feet.
Yes.
Was that making it better or worse?
Honestly, it was the best. Like, it was the best. I couldn't have asked for anything better. Like, we just watched so many shows. We ate so much ice cream. It was the best first year of marriage ever. And although the year itself was really hard and there was a lot of change and good and bad, but having my best friend to just live with. And like, we didn't live together or anything before we got married. So it was just like a big life change, but ended up being great. Like, we are great roommates. Who would have thought it? So it's good. We're both pretty clean and we both like the same, you know, level of cleanliness and hygiene. And we do our laundry the same amount of times. And we agree about when we should wash our sheets. And, you know, it's just the little things that make for a happy marriage. And it was good. Honestly, like, we didn't really have, like, we just had one bedroom, a living room, and a kitchen that were basically in the same room, and a bathroom. Like, we, that was it. If we wanted to get away from each other, we really couldn't. So we had like a little balcony that we would go on and sit and play cards and drink tea and all of that. But if we had any like arguments or little like tiffs, then we just had to work them out right there because we weren't going anywhere. So that was actually good. It was like a little, just like a little season of working through all the little stuff. And here we are just living together so happily now at my parents' house.
I can't picture you guys having a tiff. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, neither of us like to. We both don't like to like argue, and we really don't very much. But yeah, it was a much smoother first year of marriage than I thought possible. Like, everyone always says your first year of marriage is the hardest, and I think that might be true in a lot of ways, but for us it was just not. It was so fun and so wonderful. Like, if anything was hard, it was just the circumstances of being in a pandemic and not really getting to see friends and family as much as we would want to. And you know, that stuff was hard, but as far as being married, it just was the perfect first year to be home together and not be on the road the whole year. And yeah, we got a lot of time to figure out who we are as a married couple and not be so busy that we didn't have time for each other, you know?
Yeah. Well, it is time for a quick break, but when we come back, we'll move from weddings to music. Hannah has a new single, Same God.
Your little nugget, a Chick-fil-A themed party, we can help. Head to chickfilapodcast.com and snag the free printables on the homepage. Our friend Megan Taylor of All She Wrote Notes created two beautiful downloadable calligraphy prints just for you when you sign up for our email list. Then head to our fan shop. Pick up some cow print balloons, gift bags, a kids' tee, your baby bib, all the goodies you need to give your party the special sauce. Again, that's chickfilapodcast.com. Don't forget to tag us in your party photos. We can't wait to see your little nugget.
And welcome back. We are talking to Hannah Kerr. She's like the new Amy Grant. That's all there is to it.
Oh, Amy, my goodness.
Who is
You're
Amy
so
Grant
nice.
Anyway?
Only one of the best Christian and pop artists of all time. So I'm just going to say thank you and we move on.
Well, okay, we'll move on then. Talk a little about this new single, Same God.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this song. I'm so thankful that it's out in the world. I wrote this song actually over Zoom in November of 2020. So many songs were written over Zoom, and honestly, I didn't think that any of them were going to be good because it's so awkward to create through a screen. But I was with two of my friends from Belmont, actually, Hunter Leith and Emma Klein, and we were just talking about how 2020 just was a year of change, just so much change, and it felt like you couldn't depend on anything. Like, all the plans fell through, all of our finances were unstable. Like, it was just a year of change. And I felt like the thing that brought me the most comfort throughout 2020 and really in all seasons of my life is knowing that God is the same and that he is going to be constant and faithful no matter how I feel. If I feel broken or lonely or hurt, God is going to be the same. And even more than that, he's going to love us the same. I think, you know, Emma, one of the co-writers, was struggling a little bit with her faith and just said, you know, I have all of these questions and doubts, and it would mean a lot to me to hear a song that someone would just say that God loves me no matter what. And so we really wrote this song from all three of our stories, but mostly for her. And she said after we wrote it that she just kept coming back to it, and it was one of the first songs in a long time that had ministered to her and reminded her that God loved her. And for me, like, that just made it all worth it, even if we never released it. The fact that it impacted her and brought her back to realizing that God loves her, that means so much to me and just reminds me of why I do this and why this ministry is so important, because it really impacts people's lives. And So we released the song in March, and it's just been so cool. All the messages that I've gotten and the people who have recorded covers and done it at their churches. It's been such a blessing how God has used this message to remind people that he's the same and he's constant and he loves us no matter what. So I am so excited about this song and so honored and blessed to get to share it with the world, and just hoping that God continues to use it.
Your brother worked on this single too, right?
Yes, my brother Josh, he is a writer and a producer in country and Christian music, and he produced this song, so it was so special getting to work with him. We've written together a bunch before and worked together a little bit, but I knew that I wanted somebody really close to me to record this song, and Josh really loved the song. From the moment he heard it, he was like, "Hannah, I just feel like this song introduces me to you. Like, I've lived with you my whole life, but something about this song just makes me feel like I really know you for the first time." And that was just like the highest compliment that he could have given and meant so much to me. And so I was like, "Hey, if you love this song, then would you be interested in producing it?" And he said yes. And so we worked together on it pretty much for, 3 months and then put it out. So it was so fun getting to work together.
That's so cool, because he's been a part of some really amazing projects yes. for King and Country's hit God Only Knows. God only knows what you've been through. Obviously, you're both incredibly talented musicians. Does that ignite any kind of competitive spirit, or are you mostly focused on collaboration?
I mean, in any family, you're going to have competition, but honestly, like, I've always looked up to Josh, and I just think that he's so amazing, and what we do is pretty different. Like, I love how we can complement each other with the things that we do. Like, he really is a lot of production and songwriting, and then I've kind of always focused more on some songwriting, of course, and also just being a singer, and so the fact that we get to do that together is so, so sweet. And I feel like Josh just does no wrong in my eyes. I look up to him so much, and I'm just thankful that he wanted to work with me. I'm like, you work with way cooler people than me. So the fact that he wanted to work with me, I was just so honored and so thankful. Like, he recorded Dolly Parton's vocal. So I was like, I'm no Dolly, but I am your sister. So
who's Dolly anyway, right?
He recorded Dolly Parton for the God Only Knows version with her in it. So that was a highlight of his life, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That'll probably help her career too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, she's just getting started. So.
Well, I know I've talked to so many artists that, of course, they've been off the road, and they've so many of them are writing music now. So I expect to hear a lot of good songs coming out. But I'm sure you're like the rest of them. You're chomping at the bit to get out on the road, aren't you?
Yes, I'm so excited that everything is kind of returning back to some sense of normalcy. I have a show this weekend, next weekend, a couple in July. It's just, I'm so excited to be back doing what I am just so thankful to get to do. And just feel like I get to interact with people again and see people face to face. Like, social media is good, but being face to face with people is just, there's no substitute for that. So very excited to do that. And hopefully we'll be touring this fall and Christmas, and hopefully releasing some new music too. So there's lots of exciting stuff coming up in 2021 and 2022.
All right, time for another quick break. But when we return, food for thought with Hannah Kerr. We know you're loving this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, but if you need an extra helping of chat, laughs, and chicken, catch up on all 40 episodes of season one. Jim's favorite was episode 28, our interview with the Sauce-Moto inventors. Mine was episode 18, featuring the world's first Chick-fil-A puppies. Listen to both and let us know which one you like best. My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, streams on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Hannah, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Has your music ever made it onto the Chick-fil-A instrumental soundtrack?
No, but that is a bucket list item for me, 100%.
Man, you know you made it when that happens.
I know.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Oh, great question. I would say probably Taylor Swift or Ben Rector.
Oh, there you go. If you worked at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
Whoever makes the ice cream, milkshakes, ice cream, all of that, I would like to work the ice cream machine.
Good choice. If you could only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Frosted coffee.
Oh.
I've never had that.
What's wrong with me?
Okay. I mean, after this podcast, you need to run to Chick-fil-A and get a frosted coffee. It is the best ever. It's basically a coffee milkshake, so it's delicious.
All right, I'll jump on it. So what menu item have you never tried?
I've never tried the spicy chicken sandwich. I'm not really a spicy person, but that's what my husband gets every single time. He is a spicy chicken deluxe person through and through.
That's why he's so loud and obnoxious.
Exactly. He's just got that fire in him.
So have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have not, but I need to do that because I always think that does seem very fun.
Yes. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
This is so embarrassing. I think I have 324.
Oh, man.
But in my defense, I didn't even realize anything about the app until like maybe 3 weeks ago. Like, I had never used it. I go to Chick-fil-A probably once a week. Like, it's more than the average person probably. But I just started using the app, so I will be racking up those points, and maybe if I come see you guys at some point, then I'll be able to give a better number because I'm embarrassed.
All right. We'll remind you of this. Don't worry. So how many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
I don't know if the limit exists, you know? I feel like I could probably go with probably 30. Probably 30. I wouldn't.
No. You wouldn't do that.
No.
So, never.
Are you team nuggets or team strips?
I'm team nuggets. Is it true that the nuggets and the strips are made with different breadings, or is it the same?
Man, she's asking us questions.
I thought it was the same, but now I'm starting to wonder. I like strips better.
Well, I heard a rumor that the Chick-fil-A sandwich and the nuggets are the same breading, but the strips are different. But I could be totally making that up. And if I am, then just ignore me.
She only has 300 some points. Come on.
Yeah, she's no expert.
I mean, I'm no expert, so don't listen to me, but I'm going to Google that after this now.
Well, let's go back to the coffee that you mentioned that Jim's never had, the frosted coffee. I understand you and your mom have a really sweet tradition.
Yes, we call it parking lot picnics. My mom and I, whenever we go shopping, there's like this little shopping area where we live, and it's like TJ Maxx, Home Goods, Dillard's, like all of these things in this one area. And Chick-fil-A is right in that little complex. And so we always go shopping at TJ Maxx, and then we go through the Chick-fil-A drive-through, and we don't go in. We just eat it in the parking lot together. I don't know why, but we've always done that since we moved to Tennessee. And it's kind of a sweet little tradition. We just talk about life and eat some Chick-fil-A.
That's so sweet. And of course, we all got used to parking lot picnics over quarantine, but you guys like were already paving the way for that.
Yeah, you could say we were the hipsters of parking lot picnics. So.
Well, wait a minute. Now I know why I feel a bond here, because I'd always go, our little Chick-fil-A by my neighborhood, there's a Publix shopping center above it. So you go up this hill, and then there's these trees you parked at, and you look down at everybody so you feel superior.
Uh-huh.
And you just sit there and eat your Chick-fil-A stuff, feeling even more superior.
There you go.
So wow. I kind of do the same thing.
And the Publix makes you feel superior too, because Publix, that's a nice grocery store.
Shopping's a pleasure there.
It is. It's a pleasure.
It's been our pleasure, Hannah, having you on the podcast. But we want to know, before you go, how can people connect with you?
You can connect with me on my website. It's hannahkerrmusic.com, or I'm on all of the social medias, including TikTok recently. Mm. I feel like I'm too old for TikTok, but you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hannah Kerr. Facebook is just a Hannah Kerr music page. And then TikTok, I think, is at _HannahKerr. So follow me for all of the crazy things. I feel like I have no filter on social media. I just am silly, and there's a lot of content with my husband, and there's some music mixed in there too.
Too old. The only thing you're too old for is a car seat. That's about it.
I don't know. When I get on TikTok, I'm like, I don't understand half of the things that you're saying. I certainly can't dance like that. I don't know. I'm learning. I don't know if I'm good at it yet, but I'm just trying to be funny and make the kids laugh, you know?
Make the kids laugh. Well, you are pretty much a homeowner now, so you are like an old lady.
I know. It's crazy. I've never felt more adult in my life. I'm like, oh, I know what the word escrow means.
It was a long road, though, getting to this.
It was. We put in 21 offers and just found out that we do have a house under contract. Lord willing, we will move in a month. So we will see what happens, but we are so thankful. 21 offers in 2021. Who would have thought it?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. That's a word for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope this year is just awesome for you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. This has been my pleasure.
Oh, nice. So cute. Well, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you show me some kindness? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.